Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking of how to stop allowing others to distract you from your chosen journey, or if you would like, your chosen profession, or if you'd like, your chosen mission. The first concept that one needs to understand is this whole idea of fear. Fear is the path to the dark side. It leads to anger, anger to hate, and hate leads to suffering. That's based on Yoda from Star Wars. Faith versus fear equals chaos in the mind. So the first thing that you need to understand is that you need to have faith in your ideas, your mission, what it is that you're here to do. You need to follow your own ideas of what are important to you. You need to make your own decision without listening to friends and coworkers who have absolutely no idea what it is that they are talking about relative to the ideas that you have of that which you'd like to create. Because in the end, you have your own agenda, mainly your mission, purpose, values, and life. So I want you to ask yourself this question, actually these two questions. Where else are you allowing others to make decisions for you? Because if you're allowing others to make decisions for you, you are now living their life instead of your own. And the second question I have for you is, by allowing others to derail you from your mission, purpose, chosen profession in life, aren't you keeping your best talents and abilities from those who could best use them to improve their lives and their businesses? We need to own our own decisions and therefore our own lives. And another thing that people need to understand is that we have these energies that connect us with other people in our lives, anyone who we're in contact with. And in Huna, there's this idea, Huna being ancient Hawaiian spirituality, that we all have these Aka cords that connect us heart to heart. And when you have someone who is, well, destructive to you in some fashion or form, and derailing you from the things that you really would like to do in your life, especially if it's based on your highest purpose and adding value to other people's lives, you need to cut those Aka cords. So I'm going to teach you a process that I learned in my Huna trainings years ago, which I use with my own clients so that you can do this easily in your own superconscious mind. Yes, I did say superconscious mind. This is how the process goes. Put yourself in a comfortable chair or in a bed and recline back. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Hold it. Exhale. Take another nice deep breath in. Hold it. Exhale. Close your eyes. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you just to count down from the number 3. Take a deep breath in, exhale. 2, take a deep breath in, exhale. 1, take a nice deep breath in, exhale, relax. Now, in this state, I would like you to go ahead and relax those tiny muscles by the side of your eyes. The ones that get very relaxed when you're watching TV late at night and you fall asleep, or better yet, when you are reading in bed and all of a sudden you find yourself sleeping. However, I would rather you not fall asleep, just relax those little tiny muscles by the side of your eyes. Relax them to the point where you can test them. As soon as you have relaxed them, go ahead and test them, and then we'll go on. Great. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead and imagine a stairway, spiral in form, hanging in the sky. It has 10 steps, and we're going to walk down these stairs together right now. And as you do so, you're going to allow yourself to relax from head to toe, doubling your relaxation from head to toe with each step we go down together. Starting at the top step, to the ninth, to the eighth, deeper, deeper relaxed, to the seventh, to the sixth, to the fifth, feeling totally calm, serene and at peace inside and out, to the fourth, to the third, to the second, to the first. Now you're in step zero, and I just want you to bring yourself to a place you feel totally calm, totally relaxed. There's nothing to think about. You're just there. Enjoy yourself. Perfect. Now, I'm going to allow you to leave that part of your mind there, and I'm going to work with the other part of your mind here, and we're going to do a count up to 10, but first I'm going to ask you to invite in whatever you call your divine, and that could be anything called the universe, God, Jesus Christ, the beloved Christ, Allah, EO, whatever it is for you. Just call that divine into for yourself, and when that divine presence is felt by you. I'll give you a few moments to call your divine in, and then we'll move on. Perfect. Now what I'd like you to do is we're going to count from 1 to 10, and when you're at the count of 10, you're going to be there with your divine being. You're going to be operating under your superconscious mind. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Halfway there. 6, 7, 8. Almost there. 9, 10. Now, in this place, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to construct a stage, like where one would be doing a performance, like a theater show or a concert, in front of you. Now, I'd like you to invite any of those people in your world who have created negative feelings in you. It could be that you feel anger toward them, or maybe some sadness because maybe you feel you lost them, whatever it is. Just invite those people in right now. See them on that stage in front of you. I'll give you a few moments to do that right now. Now what you're going to do is you're going to get a positive learning from each of these people that you invited on the stage. And what I mean by a positive learning is a learning that you gained from them, positively stated, that has helped you in your life as a result of whatever it is that they did to you or what you perceive they did to you. And you're going to do this for each of these people that you've brought onto your stage. And I'm going to give you a few moments to do that right now. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to cut the Akka cords between your heart and theirs to sever any kind of connection that you have with them energetically. The way that you do that is you imagine you're holding a pair of scissors or shears in your hand, and you just cut the cords. So go ahead and do that now. Great. Thank all these people for all the help that they did for you and send them on their way. You're going to get in touch with your heart chakra. The color is green of your heart chakra. And what you're going to do is you're going to run green light for your love and empathy for all these people through your heart chakra, along with white light for your most creative self and for all that is and all that ever will be. And let those two colors just flow throughout your system until it feels healed. I'll give you a moment to do that now. Great. Now what you're going to do is you're going to imagine yourself healing that area where your heart chakra is and just heal it over. And you'll know when it's healed over because it will just feel much better. Go ahead and do that now. Great. Now I want you to check in with yourself and see how you're doing regarding these people that you just sent on their merry way. As a result of doing this, the end result should be that you are feeling a whole lot better than you did before, because whenever we get a positive learning from a negative emotion or limiting belief, what we end up with is clarity of mind, no longer feeling the negative emotions or the limiting belief affecting us any longer. If you use this tool, this technique, every time you feel someone has wronged you in some fashion or form, you're going to quickly be able to get rid of these negative feelings and emotions, turn around that whole event so it's helpful to you, and in so doing, you're clearing your energetic field as well as your mind. Please use this technique as often as you need to. You're going to find yourself a lot happier, more energized, and fulfilled going forward in life. I am certain you found this to be useful, as I have in my own life and the clients who have been called to have me work with them. Thank you for sharing your time this week with me. Until next time, and please, if you have any questions or concerns, go to the Dawning Visions Hypnosis website at dawningvisions.com. That's D as in dog, A W N as in Nancy, I N G. V as in Victor, I, S as in Sam, IONS.com. Like a dawning sun and seeing a lot of stuff. Dawningvisions.com. You'll go to the contact form there, fill it out, and it will send you back a few questions to fill out regarding hypnosis and what you're looking to have some help with. Fill them all out along with some times. Please, specific time, so that I don't mix it up with any other kind of time. And dates, so that we can schedule a conversation of about a half an hour to 45 minutes to see if there's anything that I can do to help you out. I might be able to give you some ideas, and if it makes sense for us to do some work together, I will certainly be here to help you to receive that as well. Thanks again for listening to Claim Your Excellent Life. We're here to serve you. Until next week. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life. with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.